While some parents see homework as exhausting and stressful, for others it's a reassuring reminder of what's going on in their children's lives. For teachers, daily assignments can be an important tool for keeping both students and their parents on task. In the second part of a series this week, NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports from an inner-city school where homework is a lifeline to struggling children.
Homework has been called the most haphazard educational practice in American schools. It can be unfocused, boring, busy work. But at Robert Harris Elementary School in Baltimore, there's nothing haphazard about it. Homework is crucial to this school's efforts to keep children focused and parents connected. It's a frigid Monday morning and the school's metal double doors open at exactly 7:40 a.m. Parents scurry in, hand off their kids, making sure they've got their homework in their backpacks.
My name is Nicole Holmes, and my daughter's name is Lorinda Chapman, and she's in the fifth grade. And for me, homework is very important for her to do because it reinforces what the teacher taught her in school. And it makes me feel good because I know I'm a big role model for my child.
Parents and teachers here agree. The purpose of homework is to involve parents as helpers and motivators. Mrs. Holmes, who attended Harris Elementary when she was a child, says kids today need all the help they can get.
They're getting more to work than what we had when we was here. Because it was a lot of things, that, especially with the math, that she had, and I didn't see until middle school. And I'm like, wow, they're getting this already. I mean, she helps me out. If I don't understand something, she helps me.
Fifth graders get the most homework, about an hour and a half every school night, and another couple of hours of reading and math on weekends. The thought of cutting down or eliminating homework, it seems, has never occurred to anybody here.
No, don't do away with homework, please. No.
Elizabeth Stewart is raising her great-grandson, Claude, a second grader.
I give him at least a half an hour and then a break and then come back for another half an hour. It's not really too much. It's like his math, and then he has some problems in reading and spelling words, putting them in alphabetical order. That's a little difficult for him, so I'll give him a helping hand with that.
Little Claude's second-grade teacher is Demora Irving.
Okay, boys and girls, now we're going to focus on your homework packet. So take your homework packets out.
With a state test just a few days away, Ms. Irving's homework assignments the last couple of weeks have focused exclusively on test-taking skills. But pre-kindergartners at Harris Elementary get assignments too, like bringing something read from home.
Our parents get very upset if homework is not come home.
Principal Lucretia Coates.
And if parent finds or says that they feel that the homework is too difficult or too easy, it's feedback that comes back to the teacher. That is important feedback.
Harris Elementary even offers homework classes for parents who want to learn how to help their children. Coates says her parents also need all the help they can get.
Many of them may not have a high school diploma. They may not be equipped with the skills needed to work with their youngsters, but they have the same desire that all parents have.
They want to see their children succeed, says Coates. Teachers here don't buy the argument that homework is somehow unfair to children who live in low-income neighborhoods like this one. The fact that they're poor, says Coates, is no excuse for asking or expecting less of them. But Harris Elementary is an exception, not the rule. Baltimore is the poorest performing school district in the state. Homework, even if it's well designed, cannot work in a system that's in disarray. And it certainly won't help kids in a poorly run school that treats homework as an afterthought, says Dr. Joyce Epstein, a sociologist at Johns Hopkins University.
It becomes a kind of an easy add-on. And you'll see that teachers across the country may either just write homework up on the board and the children copy what they're supposed to do, and by the time they get home, they may or may not remember where they wrote that or what they did or where they put it. Or the teacher may be saying something at the very end of a lesson. The bell rings and the teacher's, oh, for homework, finish such and such. It's not well thought out in the way that class lessons are indeed thought out.
Epstein has conducted some of the most exhaustive studies of homework in the last 20 years.
And the norm really is that homework in America is somewhat boring and useless, but we go through it and do it.
Schools that take the time to carefully design their homework, says Epstein, get results. Students' academic performance improves. That's what the research shows. At Harris Elementary, for example, 2 out of every 3 students are performing at or above grade level. Teachers credit the school's homework policy for that. The more homework you get, the better your chances of succeeding in middle school, high school, and beyond. That's the message that's drilled into kids the moment they set foot in the door.
If I ain't had no homework, I would be happy, but then sometimes I wouldn't feel right because you probably wouldn't know everything you need to know.
I think that teachers give us homework to prepare us for life.
For fifth graders like Diara and Antonio, homework represents up to 20% of their overall grade at the end of the year. Veteran educators with the Baltimore City Schools agree homework can make a huge difference.
Those who go home and do their homework usually get the best grades, their tests are higher.
Sheila Scott, an eighth grade guidance counselor, runs the school district's citywide homework hotline with the help of fellow counselor Jeanette Hall.
Baltimore City Public Schools student hotline, may I help you?
The hotline gets an average of 10 calls a night, a few from frustrated parents who sometimes do complain about the amount of homework the children get, says Hall.
The backpacks are very heavy, and they may have a home assignment in every subject area, and it may take hours.
Still, Hall and Scott say no one has ever suggested that homework should be banned. That would make no sense, says Nicole Holmes, a parent at Harris Elementary. Holmes says her daughter is going places and homework is going to help her get there.
I try to put that in my daughter's head. I'm like, wait till you go to college. You will see, you're going to have to learn to do this on your own. You're going to have to do it in a timely manner.
And that's when the homework skills that her daughter is learning now in elementary school will really pay off in college, says Holmes. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News, Baltimore.
Tomorrow, a school in Alabama uses innovation and hard work to help lower-income students. A list of educational websites is at npr.org.